The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Kid of the Week time, 6:40 in the morning. And if you go to WGNradio.com/contest, submit an entry for a child between 5 and 18 that you think ought to be honored for doing good things with their life, well, then they could be Kid of the Week. And then in December, a Kid of the Year will be chosen from each Kid of the Week. Every Kid of the Week winner is entered in this 50-plus person competition at the end of the year, where Mary and Dave will decide who the Kid of the Year is. I thought they did a good job last year.
I think they did, too. Yeah, with Rosie. Great choice. But this, it's tough.
It's
I wouldn't want it.
$5,000 prize courtesy of Ray Chevy in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevy in Antioch goes to the winners. See all the inventory at RayandRaymondDeals.com. You can go online to WGNRadio.com/contest to submit your entry. We have an actual Olympic hopeful in studio.
I know. How cool is this?
Evita Greskinis. Am I close on your name, Evita?
Yes. Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. You're 15 years old.
Yes.
You're training for what I used to call the rhythmic gymnastics slot. Is it still called that?
Rhythmic gymnastics, yeah.
Yeah, but there's also a ball and ribbon name I've heard. Is that a name that's used as well?
There's four equipments: hoop, ball, clubs, and ribbon. And they are the equipments of rhythmic gymnastics.
Okay, but rhythmic gymnastics is still the name of the sport.
Yes.
All right, now here's the thing. The USOC is apparently only has one slot, right?
Yes.
So this is tough. This is tough. I know you're only 15, but you'd like to make this these games, but you certainly have time down the road. But one slot is tough.
Well, I mean, that's what I have right now to work with. So.
Yeah. So you're just going to give it your best. Tell us about your day. What time do you wake up?
Well, I wake up around 6:45. Go eat breakfast. Spend some time with my cat.
What's your cat's name?
Kuza, and the other one is Jazzy.
Kuza and Jazzy. What's Kuza stand for? Or what does it signify?
It's just a name.
What you could pronounce when you got the cat? Kuza? Kuza?
Kuza.
Kuza.
That's
great.
Cute, yeah.
Kuza. All right, so you hang with your cats. When do you start training?
Well, now that it's summer and I'm over with school, I train two times a day. For example, I'll be already training in 3 hours from now.
Okay.
And then I'll be done at 7:30 p.m. But I'll have a break in between the two trainings, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And so that's for today.
And there's specific routines you work on, right?
Yes, the four equipments that I said earlier.
Right, right. What do you feel your best is right now of those four particular pieces of equipment?
I feel like they're all equally different and unique, and they all have their own special things about them. So they're all equally hard, but easy and just beautiful.
Is one more challenging than the other for you?
Not necessarily.
Is one more fun than the other?
Well, the ribbon is 6 meters, so it's fun to play with, I guess.
Sure.
But my clubs are my fun routine where I express myself.
Right, and who helps you choreograph this?
Zinovka, Irina Zinovka. She's from Russia. She's a...
And your family's Lithuanian?
Yes.
All right, so this all comes together nicely. I like the karmic connection of this. You know, there's old country appeal here. There's a tie to this. By the way, this is a very big sport, right, in Europe and Asia?
Yes, definitely.
Not as big here, but it's growing here. But in Europe and Asia, this is a huge deal.
Yes, yes. There's Russia's very strong right now. They have two gymnasts and...
Who's the best in the world?
Russia.
And is there a particular athlete? I know men, were telling us out the air, men can do this now. Is it an exhibition for men or an actual sport this year?
I think it's an actual sport this
year.
And
the Japanese are thriving this, so Andy's thinking about going because he'll be tall there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, be advocating for him to be tall.
Can I ask Evita a question?
Sure.
I was just wondering, you know, this is such a beautiful, beautiful sport because you have to have dance, gymnastics, rhythm, and there's so much involved. How much dance experience have you had? Have you been dancing since you were two?
She's asking how your dance experience, how much dance experience do you have? When did you start dancing?
I actually used to do ballroom dancing, professional ballroom.
Ballroom dancing, fantastic!
Cool. When I was younger, my mom used to take me there, and
that's got to be great for this.
Yes, and my best friend currently is a professional ballroom dancer.
Wow.
So, yes, dance has had a big influence. And
so do you like Dancing with the Stars? Do you watch the show? Oh, you can watch the show. She's training.
Yeah, she's training.
She's throwing balls and hoops and ribbons in the air. She doesn't have time to watch TV.
You know, I know you train very intensely. How many hours a day are you in the gym?
Give or take five. I mean, it depends. Right now I have two trainings of like 4 hours, so like combine them together.
So I don't understand how the actual competition works. Do they test you on each of the pieces of equipment?
Yes.
So there's four rounds.
Sure.
Yeah. And who judges? They have judges like they have in figure skating and various other things?
I guess you could say that.
And what's the scoring mode? Is it like...
It's out of 20 points, 10 points for difficulty, and then 10 points for execution.
That's cool.
What's your best score?
17.8.
Nice.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, yeah.
This is why she's an
Olympic hopeful. Russian judge. Always the Russian judge. What do you eat? You know, I have to ask too. What do you eat? And, you know, you're bouncing, you're training, and you probably can't eat heavy foods.
Well, you have big pizza right before you go out, a giant pizza?
No.
Sometimes.
Well, she's 15. She's got the metabolism of a 15-year-old. She can eat anything she wants.
Well, you have to eat the proper food, so you have to make sure that what you eat won't weigh you down, won't make you sluggish and tired during practice. You need to have energy for practice,
right.
Obviously, so
sure.
You can't eat something that would weigh you down and hurt your training, which is important, but I eat everything.
Avita's mom is here as well, Olga. She refused to go on the air and threatened us if we put her on the air.
I know, right?
But this big smile on her face is tremendous, right?
It's fantastic.
So cool to see how proud she is of you, Avita.
So
the training it continues. When are the actual trials? Are they coming up?
Well,
they must be coming up. The Olympics are in August.
June 8th is...
Oh, 9 days?
Nationals, yes.
And is that in Lake Placid?
No, it's in Rhode Island, Providence,
okay.
Rhode Island.
Okay. All right. Well, you got to be very excited.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, you see, you got a beautiful smile. You're a beautiful
Thank
girl,
you.
But I also think that you seem to have a really good attitude, like your mom's big smile over here. So we're assuming this is going to go great. But if this is a little bump in the road and it takes you another session before you get to the games, we're with you then, too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Right. Because you're just going to keep winning awards and winning, you know, and the dedication you show is really, I hope, inspiring to other kids who are listening. It doesn't have to be the Olympics, but it can be anything in life. Just be dedicated to whatever you're passionate about.
Definitely.
Right?
Yes.
And a fellow Orland Parker, too.
Oh, you Southsiders.
Sandberg Eagles, yeah.
Oh,
I went to Andrew, but, you know, we have huge respect for District 230.
Well, we're very proud of you. And
Thank
we
you.
Wish you nothing but success. And because it's sports at the highest level, I know it can get dangerous, too. So make sure you stay safe in the midst of putting your 120% out there. Is there anybody you want to say hi to? Friends listening? Anybody else? Family
hi,
members?
Family. Hi, Dad. I don't know if you're listening.
How about Kuzco the cat or whatever? What was
hi,
the
Kuzco.
Kuzco.
Bring him out to the car.
And whatever you do in life, I know you're going to be great. So thanks for being
Thank
a great
you.
Kid. And make sure you give your mom a hug.
I will.
All right. How about this? An Olympic hopeful. Let's
I
go around
know.
The room. Are any other Olympic hopefuls in the room? No, it appears it's only Avita. That's
no,
right.
No.
It's 6:48. Back to Mary with your traffic trouble spots on 720 WGN.